Good morning, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman here. It's a Saturday morning, pretty early, a little after 8 o'clock. Hopefully everybody is doing well today. Dreary day here in Philadelphia, just rainy and a little damp and cold. But I got a day off, so I figured I would look at the injury report, and maybe a couple starts and sits from it, and... Well, I guess let's get to it now. Juno Smith is out for the Titans, so that Firkser, I guess, would be in play. Juno Smith didn't do anything last week. Maybe he was hurt. He got a zero. I wouldn't be too thrilled with this Firkser, but I guess it's worth a speculative ad, maybe. I don't know if I would play him. Kenny Golladay, again, is out. I guess Marvin Jones would be in play. I believe Danny Amendola is back, though, as well. So I'm in a PPR league. I would probably lean towards Danny Amendola. Allen Robinson is questionable. I think he's going to play. And also Darnell Mooney is questionable. So if Allen Robinson doesn't play, I would play Darnell Mooney. But if Allen Robinson does play, then I would stay away from Mooney. Although it is a pretty good matchup against Detroit. DeAndre Swift is still questionable. And I think even if he plays, they're not going to use him 100%. So I would probably stay away from Swift this week. I would probably just play Adrian Peterson because he does get the goal line work. And a few other players here. There's a couple in Miami. Savon Ahmad, I believe, is doubtful. Matt Breida is on the COVID list, so he's definitely not playing. I believe either... Miles Gaskin might be coming back, or a real deep sleeper for Miami is that Patrick Laird. He does catch passes. Let's see. I got a couple Jaguars. DJ Chark is off the injury report, so I definitely will be playing him. Conley is still questionable. I don't think you'd be playing him anyway. Irv Smith is out, so I would probably put him for Kyle Rudolph. He might not be a bad streaming option. I believe Adam Thielen's back, so it was much better situation last week. But with still Irv Smith out, he's still probably going to get some volume. David Johnson looks like he's off the IR. I think he's ready to play, but I don't think the matchup is too good against the Colts. Josh Jacobs is definitely out, so I would definitely be picking up Devontae Booker if he's still available and definitely playing Devontae Booker this week because they have the Jets. Daniel Jones is doubtful, I wouldn't even recommend picking up Colt McCoy. Larry Fitzgerald is on the COVID list. I haven't heard his name all year, to be honest. They got enough receivers, Hopkins and Kirk. Kalen Ballage is questionable, but I don't think it really matters anymore with Eckler back because he's going to get most of the volume anyway. Philip Lindsay is going to play, but the matchup against the Chiefs is probably not good. I probably would not be playing him. Also, Drew Lock is playing for the Broncos. Again, I probably look somewhere else. CEH missed practice on Thursday and Friday, so I don't know if he's good. Well, we'll have to see when the injury report again comes out on Saturday and if he's listed and active on Sunday. If he is listed and if he's not playing CEH, then I guess Le'Veon Bell would be worth a shot. So anyway, that's some of the injury news. I don't know. I might do a start and sit either today or tomorrow if I have time. So hopefully everybody enjoy your day. This is a big week if you're trying to get into the playoffs like I am in one league. Good luck to all, and I will talk to you later. Bye.